What's up, everybody? How you doing? I want to start this show off a little different. I'm just going to go right out and just say, I'm sorry. I feel really bad for someone in chat named RG. Just lost his uncle. Found out he was passed away. So I'm going to spin the UFO for you, bud. I got lots of love for the chat. You guys are the reason I'm here. No joke, I'm here because of all of you. You show up for me, you hang out in my chat, you guys like to, you know, you're supporting me by just simply being here. And I'm so grateful for you. So, you know, I see someone, you know, showing up and saying, hey, I'm not feeling good. It's a terrible day. Lost my uncle. Just wanted to give a shout out. And that spin was for you, RG. All right, so I see my mom in chat. What's up, mom? What's up, everybody? I still have my hair, my haircut. It's just tucked away, you know, tucked away. Yeah, and let's throw some hearts in the chat for RG Merkel. Today's going to be a fun show, actually. It's, you know, I'll play a little song later. I don't know. We'll see. But Trump strikes back. He wrote a scathing letter about Mitch McConnell and the GOP as a whole, and they also just loved it. Was President's Day the other day. Of course, mainstream media didn't report on the huge crowd that showed up just to watch Trump go golfing. Nope. What were they reporting on? Joe Biden playing video games. They straight up reported on Trump golfing on President's Day. But not him. It's ridiculous. I have a nice little timeline to walk us through that, and it's interesting. Now, I don't know if you noticed, the WAPO is Washington Post. Okay, the WAPO hit piece. They interviewed me, and I knew that they were going to spin the story. I did it on purpose. You all watch my show. You know what my show is about. Wait till you hear how they portrayed me and talked about my show. It's riddled with lies. It's just such evidence about how skewed the Washington Post is. I'm going to rip this article apart. I'm going to read it to you, and you can decide for yourself whether you think it's accurate or not. Now, they don't know. I actually recorded the conversation between me and the author of this so-called... It's ridiculous, this article. Yeah, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to rip it apart. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then I'm going to be getting into space propulsion. I know, I'm very excited about this. I've been pushing this off since last week, and because I wanted to give it its due diligence. And so I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about it today. They've been trying to go for nuclear power, but then there's this new energy that they're trying to work with, electromagnetic energy. And that I get so hyped on that. And then it's 2 days, under 48 hours until Perseverance, Mars 2020, lands on Mars. I'm so excited about that. I'm probably going to do more of an in-depth thing about what Perseverance is, what it's capable of doing, the new rotary robot that's going to fly around searching for signs of life. Very cool stuff. I'm very excited about it. So that lands in 2 days. I'm going to talk about space propulsion, though, because it is the future, moving around in space. It's definitely something that we're going to be talking about. And also, I have a fun story, totally random. It's an Australian cat that saved the house kids. And it's kind of awesome. I just, you know, it's a good feel-good story. And if I get around to it, I'm going to talk about Gina Carano again. I've been talking to, she's just, everyone's talking about her right now because, you know, it's freedom of speech. You know, Parler's back and they've already banned somebody. It's just like, what is freedom of speech? Does it exist anymore? Anyway, if I get to it, I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe and also share this video. It definitely helps my channel grow. It's slowly been growing. Very excited about that. I do appreciate that. The Washington Post article has some interesting, I don't know, ideas of why my show has been growing, and it's so bad. You're gonna have to just wait and hear it for yourself, because it's ridiculous. Oh my goodness, it's laughable. It's seriously laughable what is going on with that. All right, before we do, you can go to my website and donate to me directly if you'd like. But you can go to my P.O. box and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you a sticker out of my sticker box. I actually have sticker boxes. That's how many stickers I have. If you do want to send me some cool things, like someone sent me this Beanie Buddha. Very, very cool. Someone sent me a like button. Someone sent me this actual hotel bell. I love this thing. It's very cool. And some cool things. So if you want to send me cool things, you're more than welcome to. Don't feel obligated at all. But if you would like a sticker signed by me, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. You can also go onto my website and find the RSS feed, which is actually down below, too, in the description. In case you want to just listen to the podcast, you can enter it into whatever podcast, I don't know, device or service you use. And that'll be great. Also, you could check out Krigler Coffee. We have a great subscription service where you can actually save 5% on all future coffee if you just if you end up subscribing. It's really flexible. You can turn it on and off at a whim. I love this coffee. I am so happy about having my own coffee. It's really, you know, not even about selling it. I'm just happy that I have quality coffee with my name on it. It's so cool. And even better, check this out. My mom, she actually designed the logo. I don't know if you've seen it, but do I have a... No, I don't. I don't have a Zoom yet. I got to put that back. But this is my mom's label. Thanks, Mom. I know she's in chat, too. Shout out to my mom. She's great. And we're actually working on getting Krigler tea going on, getting some tea. A lot of people have been asking me for tea, and because not everyone's a coffee drinker. I'm not really a tea drinker, but Nisha is, and some other people that I work with enjoy tea. So we're still going to work on something that we can, offer to people who like tea. So anyway, now that that's aside, let us talk about Trump. Everyone loves talking about him. He's living rent-free in everyone's mind, right? I mean, don't you miss him? We all miss him. And they miss him too. It's ridiculous. Now, I have this article that talks about Trump says GOP won't win with McConnell, plans to back MAGA primary candidates. I mean, it's true. McConnell asked Trump, he talks about it. He's like, he was down one point, asked me for his support. I rallied for him and he won. He wouldn't have won without Trump's support. Trump calls him on it. It's pretty brutal. I want to get to this article, but before I do, I just want to show you this. This is a tweet I retweeted from The Hill, which is a great place for news. I mean, it's more center than the Washington Post. We'll give them that. All right, but you could see them hiding in the bushes. Here's Trump. He's about to tee off, but they're hiding in the bushes here. And through the trees, through the bushes, catching him, they're like, this is what former President Donald Trump spends part of President's Day doing, golfing. It's like, and? Okay. Now, look what Biden did. Media celebrates. That alone threw me off. Media celebrates Joe Biden's historic achievement of beating granddaughter at Mario Kart. What? Trump went golfing and they were like, how dare he go golfing? I'm talking when he was president during the COVID crisis. Are we not in a COVID crisis? Because they seem to think that we're in a COVID crisis. Like, it's crazy right now. Two masks now. You got to wear two masks. Get tested through your butthole because it's better that way. You can really, you know, make sure that you have it or not. But definitely two masks. And if Trump was president, you know that they would flip their lid. If he played video games, he's wasting energy playing video games. How dare he? Well, then here we have Joe Biden. As president right now, they're celebrating him. Who? The media. Yeah. You know who's actually celebrating a president? The people down in Florida. Trump greeted by hundreds of cheering fans for President's Day. They still love this guy. Hundreds of cheering fans who rallied to support him on President's Day. To show the show of support followed the Senate vote Saturday to acquit Trump of inciting the January 6th Capitol riot that disrupted certification of President Biden's victory. They got to sneak that in always. Trump supporters staged the rally along the road near his Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah, they love him. They love him still. You know who also loves him? All his haters, too. Man, they need someone to blame. They need it. They have to have someone to blame. There needs to be someone because, oh, man, they can't look inward and be accountable for their own actions, their own inadequacies in life, where they have to actually improve themselves and work towards something. No, no. They need someone to blame. And it's been Trump for so long. What do they do? Well, he's gone. What? Oh, yeah. They still keep blaming him. That's it. That's really what it is. They just keep blaming Trump. Can you imagine if Trump went and played Mario Kart? They would be like, those machines cost $11,000. That's taxpayer money. That's actually the truth, by the way. They're $11,000 per machine in camp, wherever the heck Biden went. And I think they were racing each other. So that's $22,000. Man, if Trump did that, they'd be like, wasting taxpayer dollars. How? And the president's time during President's Day. It's a sacred day to you know, talk about the presidents of this country. How dare he? Oh, wait, no, Biden's president now. Oh, no, we celebrate his historic win against his granddaughter. God. I was dying. Babylon Bee, right? You guys know Babylon Bee. So they wrote, they of course had to tackle this, right? They said, Biden lost a historic race against his granddaughter because he was trying to sniff Peach's hair. And it shows him like playing, but sniffing the screen. And there's, you know, Princess Peach. And I just thought that was hilarious. But it's just, man, the media is ridiculous. The two-face of the media is just like, pick and choose. Which is it? Are you going to be upset when a president isn't being presidential? I mean, or not? Like, actually, now that I think about it, most presidents golfed, aren't right? I mean, golfing is a sport that I feel most presidents play, right? Does Biden golf? No. He plays games with his granddaughter. I was going to say something rude, but I'm going to refrain. Anyway, it would have been too easy. So. But this is the hit piece. Trump, no, this is Trump striking back. He wrote this scathing letter. Now, it's rather long, but Epoch Times wrote a nice little article to sum it up for me. Former President Trump is, in a strongly worded statement, criticized Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, his leadership, and said the Republican Party won't be successful in the future with McConnell at the helm. The former president's statement, which was released through his Save America PAC on February 15th, blamed McConnell for the GOP's 2020 loss of the Senate majority. He asserted that McConnell's move not to support calls from Democrats and Trump for $2,000 stimulus payments was weaponized by Democrats. It absolutely was. Who promised the checks to voters if they won January 5th runoff elections in Georgia. You should see the fire that Joe Biden is getting right now. He just posted a tweet today that just said, mask up America. And it's just him walking with a brand new, who knows how expensive that suit is. Wearing a nice new suit, crispy suit. And oh my gosh, the quote tweets are all, where's my money, Joe? Where's my money, Joe? You owe us money, Joe. Where's that money you promised us, Joe? Yeah, because they're focused on what are they? Trump. They're still focused on Trump. They can't get him out of their head. They're obsessed with him. They are obsessed with this boogeyman that they've created in Trump that they don't care about the American people. You think they care about us? No, it's ridiculous. Anyway, this is a quote from him. He will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. Where necessary and appropriate, I will back primary rivals who espouse Make America Great Again and our policy of America First. We want brilliant, strong, thoughtful, and compassionate leadership, Trump said. Then came the Georgia disaster, where we should have won both U.S. Senate seats, but McConnell matched the Democrats' offer of 2,000 stimulus checks with $200. How does that work? The former president added, it's because the Democrats' principal advertisement and a big winner for them. Yep. Mm-hmm. Trump added that the GOP under Mick McConnell's leadership will never do what needs to be done in order to secure a free and fair electoral system in the future, adding that the Republican from Kentucky has no credibility on China because of his family's substantial Chinese business holdings. Oof. The statement underscores a growing schism in the GOP between the pro-Trump elected officials and the wing led by the likes of McConnell and House leadership member Liz Cheney, who voted to impeach Trump last month. Several Republican senators who voted to convict Trump over the weekend were subsequently censored by their respective state GOP. Cheney, meanwhile, will face a Republican primary challenger for her seat in 2022. While McConnell voted to acquit Trump, he claimed the former president was responsible for the January 6th Capitol breach. The GOP leader also suggested that the former president could face civil or criminal charges, although he was acquitted in the Senate. You know, the NAACP just filed a suit against Trump for the Capitol riot. It's just they need him to be the boogeyman. They can't let go. They need to be victims, right? I mean, that's really what it is. It's like victim or they have nothing. They got to maintain their victim. They need to keep people believing they're victims so that they can control them with their emotions. I mean, that's really what it is, isn't it? I mean, that's just my opinions on the matter. It's ridiculous. Look, I mean, it keeps going on and basically sums it all up. But that's essentially it. Trump is right, though. You know, McConnell can't win without Trump. Trump basically took a huge base of the country and people support him and listen to his words. They're going, yeah, F McConnell. We don't want him in office. Do you think that, like, 2022 is going to come around and all these incumbents are going to keep their spots? I don't think so. I think there's going to be a huge shift in the government, and we'll see what happens with it. But man, the way that they have been spinning everything is ridiculous. You know, the spinning of, you know, the officer that was supposedly beaten with a fire extinguisher, but turns out he wasn't, and he was actually died from a stroke, which is completely different. Which they're actually not talking about the fact that it could have been from the tear gas that they themselves used. But they can't bring that up because if that's the case, then they ended up killing themselves, the police force killed him. Like, this isn't proven. This is speculative. We don't know for certain what caused the stroke, but that's what they're alluding to. They're curious that that may be the case, that it was a pepper spray. But man, this brings up the Washington Post article. They twist things, and it's ridiculous. Now, fair warning, I knew it. This is from my locals page. I'm about to have an interview with Washington Post. It feels like I'm about to dance with the devil. Oh, man. All the comments are, careful. They will selectively edit your interview. They will never be honest. Demand your own copy of the raw interview. Good luck. Secretly record the whole thing. Oh, yeah, I recorded it. Of course I did. You know, I've sat right here and had my microphones live. I had it on speakerphone. I recorded it. I know what I said. I know how they spun it. Oh, man. Let's get into it, shall we? May I present to you my first hit piece, Eroding Trust, Spreading Fear, The Historical Ties Between Pandemics and Extremism? You see any extremists here out there? You see any extremists? Would you consider me an extremist? Someone who's very against violence, someone who's very against racism on both sides, because as far as I'm concerned, there's more racists on the far left than on the right, as they like to claim. Yeah, someone who is against the people going into the Capitol building. I don't want violence. Someone who is absolutely for transparency, that's extreme. Oh, man. I'm just, you know what? I gotta read this to you. This, it gets good. Ready? This is from Mark Fisher. Adam Krigler. You know, there's something good about the fact that it just starts with my name. That's right. That's my name right there in a Washington Post article. Anyway, listen to this. Ready? Adam Krigler used to feed his YouTube following a politics-free diet of chatter about aliens, movies, skateboarding, and video games. Then came the pandemic. Now he devotes much of his talk show to his assertion that mask mandates are an assault on personal freedom. What? I never said that. When do I talk about that? He asked me, I have the interview recorded. He asked me, do you think that masks are an attack, an assault on personal freedom? I said, I'm sure some people feel that way. I wear a mask when I go into stores. I don't mind. But he didn't put that in there. He just made it seem like this is what my show is about. Oh, it gets better. And that Democrats somehow stole the 2020 election from Donald Trump. Result? A much bigger audience. Really? Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Somehow? Okay, the Times article came out where they straight up said they rigged it. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Fortified the election. Somehow stole it? I never said that they stole it. I just want transparency. I just talk about the voter fraud that I did see. The actual videos of them counting the ballots over and over again. Savannah was on my show and she was like, wow, I can't believe you even said voter fraud. Like, props to you. And I'm like, okay, well, it existed. We saw it. Dead people did vote. We have proof of that. Thousands of people registered to vote in one household, illegally. All right. And a result from that is a much bigger audience. My audience shot up from the Timcast show, from me starting my own show, from people just following me over. Which was in August. August. Keep that in mind as we keep reading. This is a quote from me. The pandemic has made more people want to blame someone else because they've lost their jobs or they're lonely, Krigler said. I did say that. That is, in fact, something I did say. And it sounds like something I would say, correct? Yeah, because I did say it. People are being... They're alone in their houses. They're not allowed to go out. They're on the internet more. They're angry. Oh man, it's good. So now he clearly interviews multiple people. Well, I'm going to read the whole thing because I want full context, right? Ian Bain for years a campaign professional had swarmed off politics and launched a career in real estate. Then COVID hit. He helped launch No Mask Nevada, organizing a dozen rallies against masking because he said the government was inflating the dangers of coronavirus. People are... Oh, see, right off the bat, there he's adding more, I don't know, fear porn to this anti-mask story that he's trying to imply that I'm somehow anti-mask. I'm not anti-mask. I wear a mask. I went shopping today. I wore a mask. I flew across the country to vote. I wore a mask. I have no problem with wearing a mask. When you start telling me to wear two masks, it's getting a little ridiculous. When you tell me to stay inside, when you tell me when I'm driving on the interstate by myself in my car because it's federal property, I need to wear a mask. Okay, I get a little suspicious, all right? I start to question. I'm allowed to question because I'm an American citizen, all right? I participated in this election. I voted. I pay my taxes. I'm allowed to question things. Anyway, but just notice how he's framing that. People are isolated, alone. This is a quote from Ian. They need to express their true selves. I don't know why we're surprised that there's more extremism now. People came to our rallies because they craved human interaction. Yeah, they don't mention the extremism on the other side, do they? No. But let's keep it moving. Since ancient times, pandemics have spurred sharp turns in political beliefs, spawning extremist movements and waves of mistrust and wholesale rejection of authority. Nearly a year into the coronavirus crisis, Americans are falling prey to the same phenomenon. Historians, theologians, and other experts say, exemplified by a recent NPR IPSOS poll in which nearly one in five people say they believe Satan-worshipping, child-enslaving elites seek to control the world. Of course, he drops some QAnon stuff. Now, he even asked me, he's like, do you think that there is a rise of extremism? And I said, yeah, it seems like it because of the advent of the internet. People are able to be connected. They get brought into these little bubbles because of algorithms that force them into little bubbles, right? And then they find groups that they find similar people where you weren't able to before. It's a natural occurrence of the internet. And anyway, I don't think he actually put my response to that question in here, but as shutdowns paralyzed the economy in the first months of the pandemic, Americans sharply increased searches for extremism and white supremacist materials online. According to Moonshot CVE, a research firm that studies extremism, the United States was not the only country affected. A British study found that the pandemic boosted radicalization globally as people found more time to delve into extreme arguments. See, this is what he's not getting here. I've seen significantly more extremism on the far left, billions of dollars of damage, burning small businesses, burning down, looting. What's the difference? Robbing, looting, they're still doing it, okay? We're not seeing that on the right. Where is the extreme movements, the people that are extreme on the right side? It's all these far leftists that are whipping people into an emotional frenzy to call, they're literally being the extremists. Sorry, I have to keep moving though. New insecurities and fears loosed by the pandemic fed into an existing erosion of trust in leaders and institutions, according to those who have studied how people react to rampant, uncontrolled disease. Some of these insecurities predated the pandemic. Many of those arrested at the Capitol riot owned businesses or worked white-collar jobs, and a Washington Post analyst of public records found that nearly 60% of the people facing charges had prior money troubles, including bankruptcies and unpaid taxes. Yeah, they were also working for the FBI. There was also BLM actors that were going wearing Trump gear. We have the proof. They actually proved it. And they're CNN. They were on CNN that same night. People that were inside, inciting. It's on video of them inciting violence inside the Capitol. Who's the extremist? Washington Post. His Washington Post analyst obviously didn't do a very good job of looking at all the truth of what was really going down. Between the economic collapse wallop and the disease's lethal punch, COVID-19 has reminded Americans of their own mortality. I would argue that's a good thing. People should recognize that they're mortal. They don't live forever and should cherish the things that they have. And a sense of social dislocation as a loss of confidence in all institutions, said Richard Land, president of the Southern Evangelical Seminary outside Charlotte and a longtime evangelical leader. The result, he said, is a surge of extremism on the right and on the left, including widespread embrace of counterfactual versions of current events. Wow! They got him to at least said it's on the left also. Good for you, Mark Fisher. Good for you. So proud of you. In a healthy society, the government and the church would say, this is nonsense, and the people would believe them, Land said. But during the pandemic, he said, that check on extreme impulses has failed for some people who crave connection with others. God created us as social creatures, and when we isolate from other human beings, we tend to malfunction. Well, why did they close down the churches? They should have allowed people to go to church. It's actually in the Constitution, isn't it? Yeah. And again, remember, who was the most extreme? Who were the ones who were being extremist? It's the people on the far left burning stuff down. I'm not calling for extremism. I can't stand it. I can't stand these people that are fighting each other when it's the elites in charge that are spinning the web of everything and pulling the strings. So over the past year, the pandemic was a constant undercurrent as Americans took to the streets to protest racial injustice, police brutality, and President Biden's victory in the 2020 election. As much as they were motivated by the causes themselves, many who participated in street actions were probably also eager for human contact, according to psychologists who studied the effects of social isolation. That makes sense, sure. By that view, the January 6th attack on the Capitol was both an insurrection plot and an impromptu meetup. Oh my goodness. An assault on the infrastructure of American democracy and social gathering for people who believe they were defending their idea of nationhood. No! No one believes that. The people that went inside were idiots. They were smoking doobies. They didn't know what they were doing. Half the people didn't even know why they were in there. They just were like, oh, we're going inside now. Oh, ho, 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 ho. I don't condone going inside that Capitol. I thought they ruined the chance to present the actual evidence of any sort of voter fraud, which is what we would have seen. In fact, because they went in there, they ruined that whole thing. So the senators who were trying to counteract what was going on, the vote, and present evidence, they couldn't anymore. Then they went, well, now that there's been this thing, we can't do that anymore. We can't present any of this evidence. We're just going to go through with the votes. Like, all those people that went in there, that pisses me off. Like, they ruined that. And that's frustrating, especially because there was actors that we've seen and proven on the extreme left side to try to instigate. The guy was standing in the hallway telling the officers to get out of the way before Ashley Babbitt got killed. That is an extreme move. And that was not anyone on the right side. Ridiculous. In the wake of COVID-19, it appears that far-right extremists have discovered the extent of people's fear of social control and loss of liberty, and have realized how easily they can manipulate citizens who may not normally subscribe to extreme ideology. Wow. That, I'm speechless. University of Maryland social psychologist Ari Kruglansky concluded in a recent study on the link between COVID and extremism. Jeez, the pandemic undermines trust in government and science to curb the spread of disease. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm sorry. No. You're not going to cite science right now. You want to talk about science when Trump was actually right about hydroxychloroquine? The CDC walked it back. They're like, actually, it's safe. It's actually not that bad. We've been using it for years, so it's actually okay. So people could have, so they've been blaming him for 400,000 deaths. Like, it's Trump's fault. Well, what about the 40% of deaths that were all in the nursing homes in the five different states where the government sent diseased people into the nursing homes and killed a bunch of people? That's science too, but they don't want to talk about that. That's ridiculous. That's fear mongering, talking about the facts. Is that fear-mongering when I'm saying this is actually what happened? I'm not trying to cause extremism. I'm just calling people out for doing a terrible job at being leaders and lying to the American public. That's what I'm doing over here. With many houses of worship, schools, and workplaces closed for so much of the past year, millions have sought community online. Some found and adopted baseless fantasies about conspiracies in government and among the nation's elite, election fraud, the QAnon theories about malign deep state, false assertions of blame for the origins of the coronavirus. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, instead of deep state, should we use shadow cabal, like the Times magazine article that straight up said that, yeah, this shadow cabal actually changed rules, manipulated, and used every facet that they could to fortify the election. All right, I'm not a QAnonist, all right? I didn't partake in QAnon, all right? I knew about it, sure, because I'm on the internet every day researching stuff, so of course I'm aware of it. Don't put me in that group, that category, because I like facts. All right, I follow logic. Logic and facts. I cross-reference stuff. All right? A lot of the stuff that they were spewing, I didn't believe it. Election fraud though, I saw the evidence myself. I saw the video. There's video evidence of the woman in Georgia counting the same ballots four times. Hello. They weren't wrong. In New Hampshire, They just found out that 6% of every, across the board, every single Republican candidate lost 6%, and it went to the Democratic candidate. That's coming out after the fact. 2020 was a perfect storm, says John Fia, a historian at Messiah University, an evangelical Christian school at Mechanicsburg, PA. You had many evangelicals believing that this strongman president was protecting them from secularization. You had this belief in a God-ordained president who did not do, who was not doing anything against the pandemic, who was feeding this "don't tell me to wear a mask" attitude. It's an incredibly explosive mix that led to the January 6th. It's always about the January 6th attack. My goodness. It was not an attack. It's so ridiculous. Antifa was trying to burn down a courthouse for 100 days in a row, assaulting it, throwing Molotovs every single night. How is that not an attack? How do they not condemn that? It's insane. Bain, goes back to Bain here, had worked in electoral politics for years, but thought he'd left that phase of his life behind. Before the pandemic, he was in real estate and attending online law school, and he went back to activism after the virus. I would not be involved in politics if it wasn't for COVID, said Bain, vice chair of No Mask Nevada. As the virus spread, he became convinced that COVID wasn't terribly dangerous. Pardon me, that the shutdowns and mask orders amounted to the government power grab, and that Americans finally were being liberated to speak openly about their suspicions of powerful elites. You mean like the cabal that the Times article admitted because they want credit for what they were doing? They straight up said, we want people to know what we did. We fortified the election. Bain said his 72-year-old mother got COVID and recovered within 3 days. Better than she ever was, added that his activism has made him feel better, able to stand up to the government and take control of his life. The pandemic has tapped into a long-standing anxieties and let people band together in their searches for answers, experts say, whether about the disease or about immigration or about globalism or socialism or about any other boogaboos that have animated fringe movements in the past year. Pandemic created insecurity, while extremism offers a kind of certainty, Kruglansky said, especially now when the trust is low in government, in Congress, in science, in medicine, the church. There's nobody you can trust, so you trust your friends, your tribe. Extremists offer a black and white view. There's a culprit responsible for some evil plan to destroy the nation. They had a plan for restoration that will bring back greatness. They are... believe it. Obey. You know that meme? Obey. Obey. Listen to them. Obey. You obey authority. You trust government. You trust the science that they shoved down your throat. Don't trust the America doctors that came out and said, hey, we have an actually legitimate treatment. No, no, no. That's not science. Trust the government science that they shoved down your throat. This is ridiculous. Oh, but here... it gets really good. Man, this is long. I got to skip ahead to this delicious part. Ready for this? As a professional skateboarder, gamer, musician, and model, Krigler had developed an online following before the virus hit. Last year, when he shifted the content on his daily YouTube and Twitch shows, oh, he mentions my Twitch show, which I just started 4 months ago. To focus on mask mandates and baseless allegations of a voter fraud, his audience mushroomed. My show didn't start until the pandemic hit. You guys realize this, right? This dude doesn't know me at all. He doesn't know what my show is about. He's an idiot. He's a clueless reporter just trying to reach out and make bad guys. I can handle myself. Write some BS around me, Washington Post, because the people out there, they probably don't like me already. If anything, you're making my show grow bigger, Washington Post. Thank you. Thank you for that. My show is not about mask mandates. I don't care about that. I think it's terrible. My body, my choice. Isn't that right? I mean, to each his own. I'm a libertarian in that sense. Do whatever you want to do. Hey, I'm going to wear a mask. I'll be a role model if you want me to. I wear a mask when I go to the store, when I go into any place, honestly. Like, I don't mind wearing a mask. I don't mind following the rules. I do it. I wear a mask when I go out. I want everyone else to do what they want to do. Krigler, who's 36, attributed his booming popularity, he now has nearly 200,000 YouTube subscribers due to the pandemic. Like and subscribe. People have a lot of times on their hands, he said. COVID put a lot of people on the internet more seeking community. I did say that, actually. And it's true. Because of everyone losing their jobs, because the Democrat government shutting down the economy, basically as a smack in Trump's face, who are we kidding? That's really what it was about. It's all about control. Politically uninvolved for most of his life, Krigler, who lives in Maryland, tended to vote for Democrats. I voted one time for one Democrat, and that was Obama in 2008. So Democrats, plural, is wrong. But if asked what party he aligned with, I'd say, I don't know, because I didn't pay attention. I didn't care. Very true. That's true. He's right about that, actually. Krigler had been a frequent guest on his friend Tim Pool's online show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was never a guest on that show. I was a co-host. Him and I planned for 6 years to do a show together. And don't even get me started on that, because I was a co-host on that show, and we had an awesome show together. We had a good dynamic. We went back and forth. I think I intimidated him. Truth be told, this guy, I was never a guest. I'm not a guest. I'm a host. That's what I do. Mostly talking about pop culture. Then last summer, because of COVID and the riots, it became a political show, and I felt I was slacking, Krigler said. So I started to doing my own research. There's some truth right there. I was slacking. I admit when I am, you know, not up to snuff. I like doing my research. I like owning up and being accountable for myself. All right? I like that. I like people who are accountable for their own actions. All right, but have the confidence to admit that they were wrong. They admit that they're slacking in certain ways and need to do some work. And then do that work. That's the most important step, remember. You got to do the work. Well, I did the work. I started doing research. Oh, it gets great. His online explorations led Krigler to believe that the presidential election was stolen from Trump. When did I ever say that? When did I ever say that? I didn't say that in the interview. He didn't ask me about that in the interview. He just threw that in there. But he also says the Stop the Steal campaign, the summer's demonstrations against police brutality, and the nationwide protests against masks probably would not have happened or would not have drawn as much support if Americans had not been stuck at home. I actually didn't say that either. Again, this is more things that he's just adding to shift the context. He's just trying to shift the context. I didn't even talk about the Stop the Steal campaign. He didn't ask me about it. People just weren't used to being alone so much, he said. People want to belong. Yes, I said that. Of course, he placed it right there, so you would, of course, assume that I was talking about people wanting to join, you know, extremist groups that, you know, wanted to, I don't know, snap off. This guy clearly did not watch my show. Does not watch my show. Has no idea what my show's about. Doesn't have any clue about who I am, what I talk about here. You guys know. I mean, what do you think? What do you think about my show? Do you think this is an extreme show? Do you think I'm calling for extremism? If you do, you also don't watch my show. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, slander, I guess. I mean, could it be slander? I don't know. Someone just said, calm down, Adam. Oh, but you think I'm upset about this? No, this is proving my whole point about how the mainstream media shifts the context They manipulate all these people out there that are reading their paper to believe what they want. You're not allowed to go against the narrative. You're not allowed to speak out. Look at Gina Carano. She was just speaking out, making comparisons, making people think critically, and they didn't like the way that they were that she was doing it. It's ridiculous. How much time do we got? I can't get into that story. I want to. I'll talk about it tomorrow probably. But it is a good story. I really want to talk about space. All right, forget this Washington Post article. You think it's going to stop me? You think it's going to bring me down? You think I'm going to like get all upset and stop doing my show? Washington Post. Bye-bye. You think I'll ever do an interview with you again? No. Hell no. Pardon my French, but absolutely not. No way. Mark Fisher, I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to do it. That's why I recorded the conversation. So I know exactly how you framed this. You think I wouldn't? He was actually rather nice on the phone. But, oh my goodness. All right. Enough of that. Pardon me. Just had a little swig of water. Let's talk about space propulsion. That's what I want to talk about. This is so cool. I love space. I don't know if you know this about me. A lot of my stuff, my show, is about the future, is about human society and moving forward and fixing problems, not being angry at problems you can't do anything about. God, the guys, people are ridiculous. Anyway, okay. So first article I got here is about, let me just pop it up. Report recommends NASA accelerate space nuclear propulsion development. All right. NASA needs to pursue aggressive development of space nuclear propulsion technologies if the agency wants to use them for human missions to Mars in the next two decades. A report by a National Academies Committee concluded. A February 12th study by the National Academies, sponsored by NASA, said both nuclear thermal propulsion and nuclear electric propulsion approaches must overcome significant hurdles for their use in the notional 2039 human mission to Mars. 2039. That's close. That's under 20 years. They're trying to put humans on Mars. Okay, I don't want to get sidetracked. Such systems could reduce the travel time of expeditions to Mars. Space nuclear propulsion technology shows great potential to facilitate the human exploration of Mars, said Bobby Braun, director of planetary science at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and co-chair of the committee that wrote the report in a statement. However, significant acceleration in the pace of technology maturation is required if NASA and its partners are to complete this mission within the stated timeline. Of the two technologies, the report was more optimistic about NTP, where the nuclear reactor heats up a fuel such as liquid hydrogen to generate thrust. An aggressive program could develop an NTP system capable of executing the baseline mission in 2039, the report concluded. That technology, though, faces several challenges beyond the nuclear reactor itself. They include being able to heat up the propellant to the required temperature of 2700 kelvins and bringing the system up to operating temperature within 1 minute. Other challenges include a lack of ground-based testing facilities for NTP systems and difficulties storing liquid hydrogen for the duration of the mission. NEP, where a nuclear reactor generates power for electric thrusters, needs to scale up its power and thermal management systems to level far beyond what's been demonstrated to date in order to work with megawatt-class reactors. The report, though, noted that there has been little progress on relevant technologies since 2005, and the work that has been done has been limited to lower power systems. As a result of low and intermittent investment over the past several decades, it is unclear if even an aggressive program would be able to develop an NEP system capable of executing a baseline mission in 2039, the report concluded. If nonetheless recommended NASA invigorate technology development for NEP systems, which we're going to get into in a little bit. NASA has been struggling to balance competing priorities for nuclear power and propulsion development. In addition to NTP and NEP, the agency has also been working on surface fission power systems, such as kilopower, that would provide power on the surface of the moon or Mars. The agency has tried to advance work on kilopower because the technology has nearer-term applications for the Artemis Lunar Exploration Program, which doesn't need nuclear propulsion. Congressional advocates of NTP, though, have inserted report language into appropriations bills, directing NASA to spend money on that effort. That includes the fiscal year of 2021 appropriations bill enacted in December, which instructed NASA to spend $110 million of its $1.1 billion in space technologies funded by NTP development, of which $80 million would go the design of test articles that will enable a flight demonstration. NASA has not announced plans yet for a flight demonstration on the NTP system, but they actually have claimed that they are looking for private companies to purchase systems from, ranging from a new space station, a base on the moon, getting to and from moon. They have a few different companies that are competing to try to be that shuttle that's going to be landing and taking off. I've got my money on SpaceX just because I'm a geek for SpaceX. Anyway, let's see, where was I? At the January 27th meeting of the NASA Advisory Council Technology Committee, members noted that they had previously advised NASA to make surface fission power a higher priority than NTP because its applications for Artemis, which makes sense because Artemis is going to be used significantly sooner than when they go to Mars. Absolutely, we totally agree. Jim Reuter, NASA Associate Administrator for Space Technology, responded. The direction from Congress was nuclear thermal propulsion. He said NASA was moving ahead with a solicitation of NTP technology development because of the funding delaying one for surface nuclear power until later in the fiscal year. Nuclear thermal propulsion has high interest from a number of standpoints, said NASA and DOD. He added, it is a very good technology. The Trump administration, in its final weeks, also elevated surface nuclear power over NTP and NEP. Space Policy Directive 6, released December 16th, established a strategy for developing space nuclear technologies, including both power and propulsion. It prioritized surface nuclear power over nuclear propulsion because the latter is not needed for the Artemis program. Those things are important for going to Mars, a senior administration official said of nuclear propulsion at the time of the strategy's release. But first, we're doing the moon and leveraging terrestrial capabilities and technologies to put that foothold on the moon. It is not clear what relevance that strategy has under the Biden administration, which has taken few measures yet regarding space policy. Now, Biden did say that he's keeping the Space Force and nothing's going to change there. So we'll see. But I want to focus a little bit more on the NEP, the electric propulsion systems. Now, this is a little different. Okay, they're doing more of a traditional sense. This is kind of a little more along the lines of what I've been hoping for. Now, I've had conversations about gravity. Andreas was on the show and for a little bit, and him and Ian and I, we were around the campfire and we were talking about what gravity is, because we don't really know what gravity is, and I believe it's magnetism. It's extreme magnetism, like the weight of a planet. Earth is, I mean, this is not proven. This is just what I think it could be, you know, as an explanation of what gravity is. It is magnetism. Magnets make the world go round. Everything is about magnets, you know, magnetic energy. We have a magnetic shield, a magnetosphere that's keeping us protected from the sun's rays and helping keeping our atmosphere in. And, you know, the poles, you know, the Earth itself is a torus. It's got, you know, the North Pole and the South Pole, and they're, you know, there's a reason why a, you know, a compass has a little magnet on it and it faces north. Anyway, now that I kind of just said that a little bit, listen to this article. New rocket thruster concept exploits the mechanism behind solar flares. Interesting. A new type of rocket thruster that could take humankind to Mars and beyond has been proposed by the physicists at the U.S. Department of Energy, Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory, the PPPL. The device would apply magnetic fields to cause particles of plasma, electrically charged gas, also known as the fourth state of matter, to shoot out the back of a rocket and, because of the conservation of momentum, propel the craft forward. Current space-proven plasma thrusters use electric fields to propel the particles. It's kind of similar to the M drive, which, man, I don't really recall it too much, but anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. The new concept would accelerate the particles using magnetic reconnection, a process found throughout the universe, including the surface of the sun, in which magnetic field lines converge and suddenly separate, and then join together again, producing lots of energy. Reconnection also occurs inside a donut-shaped fusion devices known as tokamaks. I actually have a... Here it is. So here is a picture of a tokamak, and then there... A tokamak is a machine that confines a plasma using magnetic fields in a donut shape that scientists call a torus, which are found everywhere. That is a whole nother subject we can talk about. Fusion energy scientists believe that tokamaks are the leading plasma confinement concept for the future fusion plant power plants. In a tokamak, magnetic field coils confine plasma particles to allow the plasma to achieve the conditions necessary for fusion. One set of magnetic coils generates an intense toroidal field directed the long way around the torus. A central solenoid, a magnet that carries an electric current, creates a second magnetic field directed along the poloidal direction, the short way around the torus. The two fields' components result in a twisted magnetic field that confines the particles in the plasma. A third set of field coils generates an outer poloidal field that shapes and positions the plasma. All right, so that's a lot to take in. All right, but that's the secret behind this engine that they're proposing. And here's a quote from him. "I've been cooking this concept for a while," said the PPPL principal research physicist Fatima Ebrahimi. The concept's inventor and author of a paper detailing the idea in the Journal of Plasma Physics. "I had the idea in 2017 while sitting on a deck and thinking about the similarities between a car's exhaust and high-velocity exhaust particles created by PPPL's National Spherical Torus Experiment, the NSTX, the forerunner of the laboratory's present flagship fusion facility. During its operation, this tokamak produces magnetic bubbles called plasmoids that move at around 20 kilometers per second, which seems to me like a lot of thrust. Or seems to me a lot like thrust. Fusion, the power that drives the sun and stars, combines light elements in the form of plasma, the hot charged state of matter composed of free electrons and atomic nuclei that represents 99% of the visible universe, to generate massive amounts of energy. Scientists are seeking to replicate fusion on Earth for a virtually inexhaustible supply of power to generate electricity. Current plasma thrusters that use electric fields to propel the particles can only produce low specific impulse or speed. And a computer simulations performed on PPPL computers and the National Energy Research Scientific Computing Center, a DOE Office of Science user facility at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Berkeley, California, showed that the new plasma thruster concept can generate exhaust with velocities of hundreds of kilometers per second, 10 times faster than those of other thrusters." All right, so you see, they're actually showing that this could theoretically work. They could produce essentially a fusion engine using electromagnetic energy. Very, very exciting stuff. That faster velocity at the beginning of a spacecraft's journey could bring the outer planets within reach of astronauts. Ebrahimi says, long distance travel takes months or years because the specific impulse of a chemical rocket engines is very low, so the craft takes a while to get up to speed. But if we can make thrusters based on magnetic reconnection, then we can conceivably complete long-distance missions in a shorter period of time. Of course, the only issue is the human body may not be able to handle that kind of stress. In the movie The Expanse, actually, there's an episode about when they create this new engine that kind of like what's going on here. And in that episode, the guy is going so fast, he can't even like slow down. But the body itself, he was like bleeding from the eyes. And like, I think he passed out for a little bit until he reached speed. So then it wasn't an acceleration. He was just at such an incredible speed. But he woke up and realized he was still going so fast, he couldn't like slow himself down. He was so, but in the show, they create some sort of a gel that goes into your body. I mean, you still get thrown back, but the body can actually handle it. Now, obviously, that's sci-fi. The Expanse, still a great show. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. But man, this is exciting stuff. This is a really long article. It continues on for a while, but I feel like the juice of this potential future has been set. The outer planets, being able to get to Mars like that, it takes, what, 7 months right now? Excuse me, to get to Mars? 7 months, that's a long time. If we can get there in a month, that's crazy different. We can start supplying Mars significantly faster. Moon, we wouldn't really need to because it's right there. I mean, it's still pretty far out there, but you know, we still have to leave the atmosphere and get over there. But imagine if we could go to, you know, Ceres or, you know, man, any of the other moons that potentially have life. You know, we can get to these places and check them out. We can go mine that asteroid that we just found that's worth like 10,000 quadrillion dollars. That's more than the entire planet's wealth on that one asteroid. But then it opens up to the jobs of actually mining our solar system, going to the asteroid belt and snagging asteroids and mining them and bringing them back to the potential space shipyards that are going to be a thing. You know, it's going to be a thing eventually. We're clearly moving to a place of being in space. Space will become a normal thing soon, sooner than later. Like, I'm going to see it in my lifetime. I'm in my 30s. You know, I think in 30 years, I would love to be around still in 30 years. I think I'm going to see it. 2039? They want to have boots on the ground on Mars? That's huge. That's huge. In 2 days, we're landing a new nuclear-powered bot, basically, to roam around searching for signs of life right near a crater that used to be an ancient lake bed. It's perfectly primed to check it out. It's going to be very exciting. So, and I'm definitely going to do an episode about it on, what was today, Tuesday? So Thursday. Yeah, so I'm very excited about it. It's going to be really cool. Very excited about that. All right. That was a good episode. Let me get a little sip of water. Mm. That Washington Post article. How funny was that? They totally didn't know my show at all. Look, if you haven't smashed the like button, smash it for me. Smash it. Come on. You know you want to smash that like button. Come on. Come on, smash it. Smash. I'm good. Sorry. I'm fine. I'm gonna preemptively spin this UFO for all of you right now. It's not spinning fast enough for me. Look at this. Magnetic energy. Right? Huh? Well, and battery powered. But still, magnetic energy. That's why it's floating. Mark G says, I'm escaping with Krigler coffee to the only place not corrupted by inferior coffee. Space. I like that. Hydra says, everything is judged by its appearance. What is unseen counts for nothing. Robert Greene, no such thing as a hit piece. Yeah, well, you know what? People already think that, that think what they want. You know, people who read Washington Post as their news source probably think that my show is exactly what they said anyway. I'm not really worried about Washington Post. People are going to be like, who's Adam Krigler? What's this show? And they're going to watch my show and they're going to be like, he's not an extremist. He's against violence. I'm a rational person. At least I try to be. And anyway, I'm giving you my opinions and you show up for me. So I appreciate all of you. I love that about you all. You guys are the best. Jonathan Powell says, if Trump rode the Mario Kart ride in Japan, the left would cancel Universal Studios and Japan in one swoop. Yeah, exactly. Spunkish, golf is a sport that lets you conduct business while playing. It's not like Mario Kart. I know. People don't realize that. I played golf growing up. Half the time you're sitting in the cart waiting for the other person to take their shots. And then you get up, you take your shot, and you sit back in your cart. Seriously, you're sitting down most of the time. Well, unless you're a walker. I tend to ride the carts. You know, I grew up basically every Sunday at a golf cart or a golf course because my family golfed. I love driving those things around. Let's see here. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, came for Trump's rump, stayed for his policies. Okay. Andrew says, isn't today supposed to be 100% about technology? Well, no, not 100%. I definitely gave those new space propulsion their due, though. I really wanted to talk about that. So, I did. So, obviously, you were super chatting a little earlier. But I did. Bam, thanks for that super chat. Jake says, you are extreme. I've seen you skate down mountains. All right, Jake. It is pretty funny too because I do go ham when I skateboard. I don't have like a slow build period. I go all the way up to 10 and I keep it at 10, and then sometimes I turn it up to 11 once I get warmed up. Freddie, thank you for that super chat. Number one fan, appreciate you. Harrison says, I have two proposed uses for this article. Number one, frame this bad boy as a mark of honor. That's it right there. Number two, make some Washington compost with it. Ha ha, ba-dum-tsh. Nice. Yeah, I love it. It's terribly written. It's not a good article. It's definitely propaganda. And it totally, yeah, people don't, if you believe that, you don't know me at all. If you clearly don't watch my show, someone just said in chat, Adam is more, Engelby just said, Adam is more hippie than extremist. Yeah. Exactly. I'm way more hippie. You know what? I'm going to roll my 20-sided die that I've got because I've got die all over the place, and I rolled it. All right. You guys know the deal. Guess away. And I actually found, check this out. I found all these metal dice. Tim goes nuts and buys like a bunch of stuff. I found all these metal die, and I'm going to give some away. I got these cool 20-sided die, right? They've just been here. I'm going to come up with some sort of a giveaway that you guys can win some die. I don't even think he knows I have them. And I don't think he watches my show, so he probably won't know. Don't tell him. Zach, congratulations. It was 7. I rolled a 7. I love rolling a 7. If I have a dice game to see who goes first when we play Magic the Gathering. And if you roll first and you roll a natural 20 or a 7, you get to go first. So it's kind of a lucky number. So, and I was born on the 7th, and I'm incredibly lucky. I'm lucky. What can I say? All right. Congratulations, Zach. All right. Let's see. Chrissy says, has politics left you spinning? Right now, center yourself with Krigler Coffee. Thank you, Chrissy. Appreciate that. Blackwell Disco says, check out the song Free the People by Wolfhound. It's about the troubles in Ireland, and I feel it's just as relevant now. All right, I will check it out. I haven't been able to check your music out yet, but I will. Bill Hall, I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Bill Hall says, sue WAPO for defamation. You think I could? I'll talk to my team about it. Scott Ward says, hey, Adam, knowing your interest, I think you would absolutely love looking into Rachel Carson. She was a marine biologist and environmental hero. Actually, I think I know. Did she write The New Spring or Silent Spring? Yeah, I know all about Rachel Carson. She's amazing. She basically woke people up that the ocean actually exists and it's an ecosystem, not just a big body of water. She's a boss. Yeah, I really do like Rachel Carson. She deserves a deep dive, honestly. Versi says, yes, extreme optimism and extreme kindness. So much extreme. Thank you, Versi. Yeah, exactly. You can't stop my optimism. I stay with the optimism because life is just better that way. When you believe in optimistic, you know, an optimistic future, you tend to have an optimistic future. It's not always the case. Life is life. Life sucks sometimes. You know, that's, look at Freely. The first word, life sucks sometimes. But when you realize it's not so bad. So the line is saying, when you realize that life sucks sometimes, you realize that it's only sometimes that it sucks. And it's not that bad. Because there's going to be times where it doesn't suck. And it's that, and then you choose where your mind spends all its time. So don't spend your mind on the stuff that sucks, right? That's what I want to bring forward. If we can get that more as a thing, you know, it's, man. Yep. Thank you, guys. It clearly, you know, I wouldn't be here without all of you. No joke. I would not be here without all of you proving to this person who's never seen my show how wrong this person is. They don't watch my show. He doesn't know about my show. But I have a feeling people are going to come to my show more often. No joke. Let's see. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, Veritas fight defamation a lot. Maybe get advice. I could probably hit up James O'Keefe. I know Tim's got his number. I've met him personally myself. So maybe. Mark G says, Adam Cast IRL is radical because Adam skateboards. Nice. The man behind the screen, Wapo's misrepresentation of what you said and do? Shocking. Well, we can take some solace in the fact that they're withering away. Now then, on to the final frontier. Nice, Oz. I like it. Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Minion says, Adam, check out Operation Breakthrough Starshot. It's a plan to send light sails pushed by lasers to the nearest solar system. The craft will take 30 years to arrive and 4.5 years to get the info back. Wow. That's cool. I am absolutely looking into that. Give me a second. That sounds awesome. Yeah, some say that the Oumuamua, that slender object, the cigar shape that came through, is a light sail in some sense. Norn Iron John says, Adam, have you read Ayn Rand yet? I recommend The Fountainhead over Atlas Shrugged for an introduction to her work. I actually have both of those books. I'm looking at them right now on my bookshelf. I haven't gotten into a book in so long. It's just, I dig through the internet and news and, you know, doing my show, and then I'm streaming on my Twitch channel, which, my, by the way, is just games. I don't talk politics on my Twitch channel. This guy doesn't know anything. It's so funny that he would put my Twitch channel out there also, like that has some sort of connection to this channel, because they're totally different. Laser beam, spin the UFO. Anyway, all right, where were we? Lucky Luckadoo says, do you think that launching off the Earth and Moon could warp the precise orbit that they hold? Has it already? Climate change? Who measures? No, I don't think so. I don't think it's big enough, the rockets. You know, I don't... It's an interesting premise, maybe. I could see what you're saying, because, the, you know, pushing one way is, you know, there's for every equal reaction, whatever, there's a reaction. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Everyday Elite says, you need to read more, Adam. I know, I do. Well, I read articles. I don't read books as much as I used to. I mean, I have lots of books on my bookshelves. You can't see it. It's the books are on the top shelf. I've got lots of books that I have read. It's just been a while since I've read a new one. I am reading Matthew McConaughey's new book that he just came out with, Green Lights. Really well. Well, it's a fun read, I got to say. Let's see here. Mark Fisher. I never stood up to my bullies in school, so these articles are my way of feeling powerful and getting revenge. I may not have balls, but I got a pen. Jonathan says, spin that UFO, yo. Cerny Banders says, Adam, old media so desperate. Don't change for nobody. I won't. You think I'm going to change? No. No way. I love who I am. I mean, change is inevitable, remember? And people freaked out when I shaved my beard off. They're like, no beard, no peace. No Adam, no peace. Well, you can keep saying no Adam, no peace. I don't watch that show, but I swear every time, I don't even know who the guests are. I have nothing to do with that show, but I'll just, who's the guest tonight? And I'll pop it in and I see the chat. I still will see no Adam, no peace. And it just, seriously, it warms my heart. I don't know if it's any of you that, you know, go to watch his show after my show, but I'm telling you, it's heartwarming to see the love that I still get in their chat, because that was my show also, and I don't think he wanted that. Anyway, J. Rico says, hey, Adam, your views definitely put the rad in radical. Nice. Trying to stay warm in Texas, but I'm getting a bit tired loving through historical events. Yeah. And you know what? I really do want to really wish everyone well in Texas right now. They're in serious trouble. I don't know if you know much about what's going on in Texas. I reported on it yesterday, but they're under incredible strain. That 25% of Texas is without power. It's freezing temperatures. These people don't have heating systems like people in Chicago or you know, northern states that are used to extreme changes in weather. They're not. Like, people are getting in car accidents nonstop. I mean, there was that 100-car pileup. So if you're in Texas, please, please stay warm. Please stay safe. And, you know, someone on my Twitch channel was saying about how they were lucky to not be in Texas, but everyone's over at his house because he's got a gas heater. So he's able to heat everyone and keep warm. So I see chats going, no Adam, no peace. You guys are awesome. I love you. You guys are the best. But yeah, remember, if you're in Texas, please stay safe. Makeshift Electra says, Adam, you should frame the WAPO hit piece and put it on your wall. Mainstream media hit pieces are like the certification of being an awesome human being. I am certified. I already believed it. It's a state of mind anyway, right? I mean, I love who I am, and I'm not going to stop being who I am. So there it is, you know? Nikali says, I think we all think you intimidated him. Honestly, in the words of Ian, Adam is a true alpha. You are a maverick, and it's what's so awesome. Thank you. Did Ian say that? Did Ian call me an alpha, a true alpha? I like Ian a lot. I actually miss him on my show. I wish he would just be like, you know what? Forget Timcast and just join me on my show again. Wouldn't you like that? I mean, come on, Ian. You're always welcome back. Me and Ian are cool. And in fact, for the same matter, me and Tim are cool. I don't hold grudges. I move forward. You know, you should know this about me by now. What were my options? Complain? Bitch about it on the internet? No. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to start my own show. I'm going to start my own coffee business. I'm going to start a tea business. I'm going to go to space. Just putting it in the air, you know? Eliza says, I sometimes steal money from old ladies' purses. Oh, that's okay. 390 says, hey, Adam, you like trains? I've loved them my whole life. What's the story about the hat, button, and model? Oh, man, I love trains. This hat I wore when I was 2 years old, and I would wear it every time I go to my grandparents' house. And this model here it's not a model. It's actually a working replica of a train, an American Flyer steam train that actually steams. You can drop water in the tip of it in the front, and it'll steam as it goes around. And that thing is 72 years old. That was my grandfather's. He got it when he was 7. So when he was a child, so that was my grandfather's train. And my uncle recently just gave it to me. Shout out to Uncle Brent. Oh, it was really nice to reconnect with him last Christmas. And he gave me that. And I, no joke, I teared up. That's one of my most prized possessions in life. I love that thing, man. So I had to move the smash the like button. I still have it right here. It'll be on the room cam whenever I have a guest again. I'm going to set up a room cam so you can see both. But man, that train, it needed, you know, it's cool to have a show that I can show off stuff that means a lot to me. It's nice. I like it. And that train, man, I love that train. So thanks for asking, 3900. Class, I appreciate that. The man behind the screen, fake man behind the screen, says, I'm not even gonna, I'm not gonna read that. Some things are a little too much, my friend. Batgoat says, hey Adam, any stickers left? You are the best YouTubers with the best chat. Well, I will absolutely agree with you. I have the best chat. No doubt, my chat is the best. Shout out to chat. I love hanging out with you guys before the show. I try to, like, you know, read and participate a little bit. Seriously, the chat is so good. It's so nice to have an awesome family. It feels like I've got a family that show up for me every day and hang out with me. You guys are fantastic. I will never stop saying it. I appreciate each and every single one of you. All of those smashes. Look at the smash to like ratio. It's incredible. It's incredible. I almost have, it's like three quarters more. It's like four-fifths almost likes to concurrent viewers right now. It's amazing. You guys are awesome. Smash that like button if you haven't. Subscribe if you haven't. All of these things. I really do appreciate you. Yeah, you. Right now, I'm pointing at you. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. I appreciate you. I do. A wild Deku. Fraudulent Bureau of Investigations took my phone and camera SD card with irreplaceable photos going back years, refused to return it. Will this ever end? Wow. Where, what? Why, where, how did that happen? Where did that, where, what is, what's going on? I don't even get it. Oh, and Batgoat, if you want a sticker from your words, you're the best YouTuber, all you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716, and I will send you a sticker. I'll sign it and send it off to you. And that goes for everyone else. Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I see chat. You're like, who, me? Yeah, you. Yeah, you. I appreciate you. You, right there. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. You. You're the best. I hope you have a good day. I hope you're having an amazing week. I hope that even if something bad happened to you, something even better is going to happen tomorrow. Something amazing. So that's what I want for you. That's going to happen. I'm telling you. Just think it and believe it. It's going to happen. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, future coffee contract with Von Braun Station. Ooh, I like that. Maybe I can get them. They're going to have to drink coffee in space. Maybe I should work about how like a space sealed, I don't know, coffee. I don't know. I'll have to look up how they drink. And I got to drink coffee, right? I mean, it's coffee. We got to love coffee. It's probably ground already and like sealed in some sort of a pouch, you know, that they kind of like a Keurig cup, but like maybe, you know, like the coffee filters, but like sealed, like a pierogi pack, pierogi coffee pack, something. I chat, you guys are fantastic. I love interacting with you. Thank you so much, everybody. You guys make my world go round faster than the UFO. But I'm going to spin it for you all anyway. All right. I mean, that's the end of my show. Tune in later on my Twitch stream. I'm playing Valheim. Very fun game. I have just I just reached the Iron Age, and that's kind of how you explain your progression. There's you start with nothing, and then you work your way up to the Bronze Age. Now I'm in the Iron Age. I'm trying to make my way to like the Silver Age. I don't really know what's after that. I'm not really looking at any spoilers or anything. I'm really trying to explore it on my own, but I did just find the third boss, so I'm kind of excited about it. Hopefully Fernk is going to be back. I'm trying to get Ian to play with me on that game. We played a little bit, like with his friend who's actually playing it. I got another person who's playing also, so maybe we can do it. The man behind the screen says that loser trying to get my goat. Gonna have to work harder than that to pull the wool over our eyes. Bring on your hate. It makes me laugh. Yeah, it was a spicy comment I wasn't going to read. So, pierogies, right, St. Miles? All right, you guys are the best. Thank you all for hanging out. Oh, I got one more. Let's see. Non-Iron John says, I subscribe to your Twitch. See you tonight. Nice. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And if you want to check it out, it's really easy to find. You just type my name, Adam Krigler. It's right up there. At Adam Krigler or twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. You can follow me there. Subscribe if you want to. Just support me there. Or follow me, whatever you would like. Anyway, it's wonderful to be here, and I will see you all tomorrow here on Adamcast IRL. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.